Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Hall. Mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Let's check in with the pride of Indiana, Kelly.
That's right. It's always more fun to come to the game with family and friends. And coming home to Indiana, that's what this is for me. These are all my family members right here. I'm one of my best friends from high school. And this is really special, guys, just to get to see them and share this moment, because they don't always get to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, right? And a few of them might be rooting for the Bulls tonight, but as you can see, growing up in Hoosier Town, there are a lot of Pacer fans here, too.
Well, I just want to throw this out there. Kelly, we need to get you some more money so you can buy some Chicago Bulls gear to give your family. We're going to give them airtime. We got to have some Chicago Bulls gear out there, baby.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. A lot of fun last night for Kelly Grohl, the Bulls and Cubs reporter for NBC Sports Chicago. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Hey, Kelly.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, if your family are true Hoosiers, shouldn't they wear Golden State gear because they like good basketball?
Oh, that hurts.
That's fair. That's pretty funny. It's funny because when Stacy said, "We have to get you more money," I thought he was going to say, "Because I need to buy him better seats." Either way, I was like, "Hey, Stacy, whatever you think. I mean, more money is good."
So, that was a nice moment, Kelly, last night, having all the Hoosier contingent there just close to your hometown in Noblesville. That was a fun moment. You handled it well. And yet, the focus, obviously, was on Jim Boylan's debut. It's been an eventful 48 hours. You were there right behind the bench, and that vantage point was one I was jealous of last night. What was your biggest impression of watching Jim Boylan coach?
You're right. It was a crazy 48 hours. I joked I got to see my family, but I really couldn't give them much time because there was so much going on the last couple days, and being in the spot that I was on the scores table last night, right behind Jim Boylan, I honestly couldn't see the floor almost the whole game. I ended up watching the monitor in front of me because he doesn't sit down. He is up, he's clapping, he's getting the guys into it. I can't tell you how many times he would drop down into a defensive stance, like when he wanted his guys to get into it. And I think the very first thing and most noticeable thing is just how, engaged and loud he's going to be. And Justin Holliday said it after the game. He could have been on the other end of the floor and he was going to hear Jim's voice. He's a very loud voice. And for a team that was saying, we need that vocal leader and whatever, it does need to come from the guys on the floor, but it certainly doesn't help to start with the man at the front of the bench, right? So that's the thing I noticed last night. And he told me before the game, Jim Boylan did, that he kind of wished he was on the floor with the guys. That's how he felt, that he wanted to be out there with them. And he almost was. At times he almost was. So that's probably what I noticed most.
It was interesting because I thought the style of play did change. They obviously slowed down a little bit and they played. Mm-hmm. They were shifting a lot more on defense. They were really giving an effort on defense. And that's something that's unusual. We just haven't seen that much from this Bulls team. And for whatever reason, it seems like things have changed pretty significantly. Again, we don't know if it's temporary. We don't know if it's long-term, but it was interesting to see a different style.
Yeah, what we do know is that they can play that way, right? So they have the talent to play that way defensively, whether it's in transition or just each possession on that end of the floor. And, that's something also – he mentions transition defense. He mentioned that defensive boards. And last night, what did the Pacers have? 6, maybe, I think it was. So they improved in that area. And then offensively, they looked better at times, too. They can't turn the ball over almost 20 times. And that's obvious. But, yeah, defensively, if anything, we know this group is capable of doing that night in and night out, and that'll be up to Jim Boylan and the players, for him to hold them accountable and for them to go out there every night and show that kind of effort and tenacity, which is a couple of things we heard 2 days ago from Jim Paxson, right? So, or excuse me, from John Paxson, Jim Boylan, John Paxson. Still early for me, guys. So you know, anyway, I do think we saw that last night.
And you know, Kelly, what you describe is a stylistic change and approach. And when you go from Fred Hoiberg to Jim Boylan with a young team, it's going to take a while. And I think you saw Lauri Markkanen yesterday being asked about some things that were going on with Fred Hoiberg. He seemed a little bit kind of taken aback at being having to address that or verbalize that. How do you think this team, which hasn't been maybe driven or pushed to the extent that the front office wanted it to be pushed and driven, is going to handle this kind of hands-on coaching by Jim Boylan?
Yeah, that's a great question right there. And, you know, after the game, we spoke with Zach LaVine and Justin Holliday, who've both been around long enough to have played for coaches that take more of the mentality and identity that Jim Boylan is trying to instill on this team. And, you know, Justin Holliday said something interesting, like, to the effect of, you know, when your back's against the wall as a player, you have to choose one way or another. Either you survive and you move on kind of thing, or else you sink away and basically it doesn't work out. And I think what I noticed, and, you know, guys, I'm lucky to, at times when I'm traveling with this team, I see kind of behind-the-scenes stuff. And I will say there's definitely going to be an adjustment period, regardless of the fact that they've been playing with Jim Boylan as an assistant for however long now. It's different when this guy now gets to be the voice, and he is the one making the calls. And I kind of caught a couple of, you know, comments where it was like, I mean, this guy's for real. This guy's coming after us. It was always great to have his energy behind us and kind of in his ear. But now when he's saying this is happening and conditioning will change, I mean, I think the players are realizing, okay, this whole culture is going to change, and it's going to happen overnight, which we saw already from a defensive standpoint. But yeah, I asked him last night after the game, I said, do you feel like this team, because of how physical the Pacers play, did they run out of gas a little bit in the fourth quarter? And he said that was one of the first things he walked in to the locker room last night, gathered his coaches and the training staff and the strength and conditioning staff, and said, the conditioning has to change. Like, this was poor. It was obvious. This has to be changed. And I'll tell you what, guys don't like hearing that, right? Because that's a lot more running. That's a lot more get on the line. That's a lot more suicides and whatnot. So, you know, guys hear that, and they know what's in store. And so it'll be, I think it's going to be very, very interesting to watch how they respond to that and that thought of we're going to get tougher and we're going to get in better shape, because they have to. They have to have that kind of mentality when on the floor every night.
Kelly, it was interesting. We kind of buried our lead a little. We haven't talked about Randy Brown. There was a change on the coaching staff, and one of our favorite Geminis, apparently. I learned that he was a Gemini.
We have the same birthday.
David greets me this morning telling me the guy's a Gemini. I don't know where that came from.
It kind of stung. I felt sort of sympathy pain, the Gemini pain. So how did that go over, Kelly? Because and you know, he was relegated to a lesser role, and then I think that was reported. Then Jim Boylan kind of responded that, well, not a lesser role, but a different role.
Yeah.
How would you describe that whole dynamic and how odd that was?
Yeah, it was really odd, and I think mainly because I showed up at shoot around, right, along with everybody else, and Randy was out there on the floor, and we had just been told, right, less than 24 hours earlier, there will be no changes to the coaching staff, aside from one of the guys that they brought onto the staff that had been with the G League team for so long. And so I just thought that, and the timing was bizarre, but then when Jim, I will say this, you guys know how nice it is to be in front of someone who speaks very honestly, very directly, and that is for sure Jim Boylan. I mean, not to say that, you know, when you've got the coaches or managers who are a little bit more of the politicians or fun guys and stuff, not to say that's not fun to be around, but it's interesting when you get a guy who just really speaks his mind, and Jim certainly has, in the very early going of this, proved to be that kind of guy. And he basically said that he met with all of his coaches, you know, when they first got to the hotel late, what would that have been, Monday night in Indianapolis, and he kind of described the roles of each of them. And I guess when he, you know, explained to Randy what he would be doing, he told him to sleep on it. And I think he woke up the next day, according to Jim, and just after shoot around kind of said, this isn't something I'm interested in, and it's time for me to go a different direction. So that's pretty much the timeline of it. But you're right, it's bizarre, right, to shoot around that morning and then just not be at the game and to find out that that's the way it worked.
Yeah,
and he's been around so long, right?
He's been around for a long time as a different parts of
he's
the organization.
He's a Gemini. That's how long he's been around.
and you know, Kelly, I think that also the Karen Stack Umloff will take on a larger role. That's an interesting development.
It is, absolutely. And I was really happy. Karen was one of the first to reach out to me and come over and just ask me how things were going and how my transition was going. I really, really like Karen. And you know, Jim made it a point to say last night, you know, this isn't about men or women. This is about finding someone who can make this team better and who can reach players. And she certainly has that ability. And he wants her voice being heard when they step out into the when there's a timeout and they step out and they discuss what's going on. He very much believes in her and her basketball acumen, he said. And so I'm happy for her in the sense that, I mean, I'm still getting to know this coaching staff, honestly, having just taken over the beat a few months ago, but everything about Karen, and the role she's taking on, I think will be, intriguing to watch unfold for the Bulls. And I think it's somebody that Jim Boylan really trusts and wants to see how she can do. And there's only so many females taking those roles in the NBA right now. So she's joining only just a handful that have been able to kind of make their mark on the NBA.
Yeah, I'm delighted to hear that. I know Karen for years and great person and a really, you know, had a great career in her own right as a player. And obviously we know her brother and the Stack family, kind of gold standard Southsiders, if you will.
Absolutely, yeah. That's the first thing I noticed about her. Because again, I don't know all of what she has done leading up to this within the Bulls organization, but she has, I mean, she wears a lot of different hats over there. And one of the things she's been in charge of for a while was travel of anyone who was traveling with the team. And so that's why she needed to step up to me and make sure she had all my information. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I mean, you're worried about getting my, like, you know, my driver's license and copied so that I can travel. And yet you're also still doing game prep and all this game work. I mean, she takes on so much and she handles it with such poise and composure. And I've really been impressed with Karen and the early couple months here. So I'm really happy for her.
You having fun, Kelly? You don't have to worry about being splashed with Gatorade, with Bulls celebrations.
That's right. I get to wear all the leather and suede I want to, guys, and not have to worry about taking it to the dry cleaners. No, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, you know, I know this team isn't and hasn't been as successful, and I know fans are really discouraged right now. They want to see more from them. But in terms of what we do and being inside a locker room with these guys, they're all very respectful. They're all nice guys, and they're all really young. And you take that away and you understand that there's a lot of raw talent there that, you know, if you get the right guys in, maybe the Jim Boylans and Karen and they are able to groom this group, and maybe we will see the growth that fans want to see from the Bulls.
Great stuff, Kelly. Really appreciate you jumping on with us.
Thanks, Kelly.
Absolutely, guys. Good to talk to you. Have a great afternoon, okay?
All righty, Kelly. Thank you. That's Kelly Kroll. Does great work, NBC Sports Chicago.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.